Your school website historically has been the place to go if you're a parent. Years and years and years ago, I can still remember now when schools first started to actually have websites, and there was a lot of stress about which photographs should be on there. Can we have children on there? Shall we just have a quick photograph over the shoulder and show a bit of ear? Is that okay to try and tell the story of our school and show what a vibrant and exciting place it is? Times have changed a heck of a lot. And if you look at most school websites now, they are very big, vibrant things with lots of photographs of children doing things, and they are nice things to look at. Unfortunately, what's happened around school websites over the years is that a lot of other things have changed. The culture around communication has shifted. There is so much out there now that parents need to be aware of, either as parents or just as people, that the news now arrives with mums and dads in little bite-sized chunks. It arrives in ways that they can be easily digested, ways that don't take a great deal of time for them to read and think about too much. That has upsides and downsides, but the reality is that with the event of social media, the website has now found itself struggling a little bit to get readership, because it is such a big thing, and you do have to navigate it, and you have to understand quite a bit about how a school works to use a website. Many parents, unfortunately, don't actually visit the school website. And there are probably two important things on a school website for parents. Number one is, where are the term dates so I can organise our holidays? And the other probably is, where does the school put its notifications about unforeseen events, such as boilers breaking, snow closing the school, that kind of thing. And the fact that you've spent a lot of money making that site look beautiful, that's still valid. But in terms of its use and actually getting value for money, for me, that's a question mark. So one of the things that we see happening now is connecting websites to where a school is on social media. It's quite easy now to make that connection from a school website to social media, but equally the other way around. So if your website is getting underused, one of the things that we recommend is that you start to drive traffic to your school website by referencing it on social media. So if you're using Facebook, say, and you have got a lovely library of school newsletters or a library of policies or something new that's come up and it lives on the website, sometimes the most effective way of making your parents aware of that and of directing them to it is by using that as an update on the Facebook page and putting the link straight in to the page as maybe even a PDF, so that all the parent has to do is tap the link, they get the PDF straight there in front of them. Or tap the link and it takes them straight to the relevant section of the school website. So on their own, school websites, it's a difficult case to make, but if you use them effectively with social media, you can actually end up with a really effective blend and result of using the two things together.